everyone, and welcome to the Gaming Duo, where friendships are built through gaming. We're your hosts, Rob and Nave, and if you're joining us for the first time, first off, thank you so much for tuning in. We are the podcast that keeps you, the gamers, up to date on the latest news and speculation about the gaming industry. Today, I have a special co-host. His name is Nave from the Gaming Together podcast. What's going on, man?
Oh, it's going great. We survived the eclipse. My eyes, I can only really see white in the center because they didn't tell me to not look at it in time. So I got a good like 20 minutes of watching it.
Okay. You know what's really funny? I just thought of this is shout out to all of like the eclipse glasses. Like they were
Yeah. I'm a mailman, so I just saw all different kind. Like some of them look like they came out of cereal boxes. I don't know if like you used to like put old cereal boxes you could like rip apart and
fold
them into stuff. It's a little scary.
I think my favorite thing about those things is that people were like on Facebook Marketplace and they were trying to like scam people, like they were like upcharging them. They're like 50 cents to make, maybe like not even that, maybe like a penny to make, and they're like charging like $5 per glasses. I'm like, stop it right now. So
I mean the grind, that $5 must really mean something to them,
right?
I don't know.
So shout out to all of the glasses that serve their mission valiantly, and now they're all in the garbage. So literally like 10 minutes. Tell me what's going on as far as the Gaming Together pod. I know you guys drop an episode once a week, but guys, if you haven't heard of them, they are a mainly cooperative podcast. They talk about games. They usually, you know, have a partner to play with, but not limited to just any type of gaming shenanigans. I guess that's a good way of putting it, right? I mean, you have a couple different segments that you have on the show now that, you know, I think there's last one was Am I the Asshole? Like kind of like a Reddit thing, right?
So there's a subreddit called Am I the Asshole, and it's just people like throwing out a situation that they just went through or that they might possibly go through in the future, like confronting somebody over something small. But some of them get outrageous. Like it could be as small as like taking away a game console from a kid to as crazy as kicking a D&D player out of their campaign because he's a furry and he's making it weird, or like all kinds. And then we try to get really philosophical with it because me and my co-host Philip are notorious fence sitters, and we also like to argue with each other. So it's like we just go in circles. That's become one of our more crazy segments that just spiral out of control for like an hour for no reason.
Oh, no, I heard your latest episode and I forget what the tangent was about. Oh, it was about like something on X, right? Or Twitter. And someone probably said something about it. Yeah. And you were just like immediately just like, so if you guys want some sweet, sweet drama and just like passion, go listen to the Gaming Together podcast, because let me tell you, these guys bring it.
Yeah. I go crazy a little bit.
Yeah, so we haven't had Phil on the show yet. We will get him on the show. I know you were on our 100th episode. On there we did a celebration. So we will have to get he was on the show. We did one with him, but we'll have to get him again. It was just so long ago that it felt like we never had him, but we're gonna get him again. And it's gonna be great. Well, actually, let's go on your show. We've not been on your show yet.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that since Phillip's had a kid, our entire scheduling, like scaffolding, has fallen out from under us. So now we're just trying to like pick up the pieces while he's trying to figure out how to manage putting a kid to bed and doing all kinds of stuff. He's right there with Aaron from Superpod Saga, so they've been like in constant communication with each other because they're both, their kids are around the same age. It's like I have no idea. I'm just a single guy, so I don't know what it's like to put kids to bed.
No, Kelvin has two kids, right? So he's going through the exact same thing where, you know, he has to get the scheduling right, and he's a freaking master. I don't know how the guy does it, but he's able to come on every day and do this podcast. So shout out to him. What are you playing right now? Are you playing anything particular? I know you were on The Witcher a little bit. Did you beat that? Are you still on The Witcher?
Yeah, I got through The Witcher and I slammed through LA Noire. I don't know what. Yeah, it was like 2 or 3 days. I don't know what's been going on with me, but I don't know. It's just like something about playing older games that I've already beaten before. I even though Dragon's Dogma 2 is looking all delicious over in the corner there, I'm playing Final Fantasy X now because it's Final Fantasy X's always kind of been like a mid like Final Fantasy for me, somewhere in the middle. But it's some people's like favorite game. And so I went back and I'm trying to play it again. And at the first like 2/3 of the game, I'm just like, oh, I'm loving this. I'm actually like really looking, this is looking great. This is probably a pretty good Final Fantasy. And then I hit like the end game where like, I don't know how much you know about Final Fantasy X, but they have like these puzzle rooms. Every like area has like a puzzle room with like orbs and pushing stuff around. And after you do like 4 or 5 of those, it's just like, oh no, it gets to a point where like you don't think there are any more. And then there are like 2 or 3 more, like even though it's so funny.
I played the game when I was a kid. I don't remember. I beat it, but it was so long ago that I played it. And I do remember like when you were trying to get like the summons, there was like these trial rooms or something like that. I think they were what they were called. So if that's what you're talking about, yeah, I remember it being like kind of obnoxious and a pain in the butt. But the game is solid. For Final Fantasies, I really do think it's like trying to choose like your favorite kid, because they're all like so different, but they're all like equally, like they're all good and they're bad in their own way, or they're good in their own way. So it's like, for the most part, like the Final Fantasy games they're solid, right? You can't really go wrong with which one's your favorite.
Yeah. I love that analogy, because every time it reminds me of a YouTube video that no one has seen but me. It's probably like 100,000 views, but it's like a guy with a ski mask comes into a family's house, and he's like, he gives the mom a gun. He's like, shoot your kid or I kill you all. And she's like, I don't want it. She's like, shoot your kid. It's like crazy. And then she goes and shoots, like she tries to shoot with someone, but it doesn't have any bullets in it. And then the guy takes his ski mask off and he looks at the kid she tried to shoot and goes, now remember this, that you're the one that she was going to shoot.
So,
and then he walks out. And that's the whole skit. It's just like a minute long video.
Is it like the whitest kids you know or something? It sounds like a whitest kids you know. Like,
I think it is the whitest kids you know. Yeah, probably is that.
Something like that. But yeah, so I'm currently playing Rebirth myself. I'm taking my time with it. So I don't want to give my full thoughts on it until I beat it, because it's changing like almost every day. Like my thoughts, I'm like, oh my God, like this is the way. So it's definitely been a ride, but yeah, that's what I've been playing, and it's been taking all my time. I had Persona 3 Reload on, was playing that, but obviously, like, you can't juggle 2 RPGs at the same time. You just can't do it like that.
It is tough. Yeah, it's very tough. I wonder, I don't know. I don't have a PlayStation 5, so I haven't been able to play the Rebirth game, but I played quite a bit of the original remake, and Rebirth just looks really, really pretty. And that's been like a thorough line through all Final Fantasy. Because I've just been taking hundreds of screenshots in Final Fantasy X. Even though it's a PlayStation 2 game, it still looks beautiful. So it's like, it just adds so much extra time for me. Because I'm just a tourist inside of these like really like thought out environments.
One thing that I really do love about Final Fantasy X, right, is the mechanic with Yuna and like the way she summons, right? Like you literally, the summon is basically a party member, which I think is really, really cool. That I kind of missed from, you know, a couple of the other Final Fantasies that came out. You're playing the remastered version, right? I think, or the HD collection is what it is. Something like that. Okay. Yeah. So it probably looks pretty nice. And at the time the game was freaking gorgeous. So, did you get
literally just as I was sitting in here waiting for you to get ready. I saw a tweet that said that the models are different in the HD, and they actually look worse than the PlayStation 2 models somehow.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because I think they're Kingdom Hearts models, some of them.
Interesting. Something.
I have no idea what's going on.
I'll have to look.
Yeah, I didn't do any research.
Okay.
I used just really... a tweet.
Did you get to the part where you're on the airship, on top of the airship, and you have to fight that thing?
Oh yeah. I'm pretty close to the end. I'm literally torturing myself running around doing like side stuff, and I don't know why I'm doing it, because it's not fun to me. But I just want to see what like their best weapons are. But I'm pretty sure I'm done. I got like 2 of them maxed out, and I'm like, I can't. I'm trying to do Orin's, and he's like the strongest dude. He's like my favorite guy, and you have to like capture 10 of every monster in 10 different areas in order to get a thing. And I'm like, that's going to take like 4 hours.
Right,
and then
I'm going to
beat the game in like 30 minutes. I'm like, I don't know if that 4-hour grind was worth
it. If it's worth it, right.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite character so far?
I think my favorite character probably is Orin. Especially
Seymour. Do you love Seymour? Are you a Seymour? I'm just kidding. freaking hate that
Seymour
guy.
Seymour is kind of like, his voice is so off-putting, but I think that's on purpose. Like, you're supposed to immediately like not like him, so they gave him like the creepiest voice possible.
Yeah,
and then he's whispering in Yuna's ear and stuff. I'm like, oh, get away.
Yeah,
get away.
Yeah. but you said Orin was your favorite, right?
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I liked Waka before, because I think it's Bender's voice actor. I don't know. I just love the voice actor. I'm pretty sure it's like Bender from, almost said Adventure Time. He's in Adventure Time too. Oh, but
okay,
Jake the dog, and yeah, we all know who we're talking about. I'm losing
track.
Right,
that guy. Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you're enjoying the game, because it is an amazing game. Again, probably one of my top Final Fantasy games of all time. So again, it's a lot of people's favorite. So let me know when you beat it and we'll talk about it. Let's get into the meat of the show, though. Let's get into the Daily Duo news. So on the show, you got to say Daily Duo in a fun or boring way, however you want to say it. Like, I'm going to say it like this, like the Daily Duo, like that.
The Daily Duo, the show where the duo, what are we talking about?
News.
I'm an old man and the news.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like that. All right. First thing on the Daily Duo news, Xbox is all in on the next generation console. An email from Sarah Bond, who is the president for Xbox, confirms that Xbox is locked in on the next gen console coming sooner rather than later. Quote from her, she said, "We are moving full speed ahead on the next generation hardware, focusing on delivering the biggest technological leap ever in a generation." Ever, man. Ever. The news was
how
first revealed.
How real do you think that is?
Right? Exactly. So they first mentioned the new console February's podcast, when they thought they were getting rid of all Xbox hardware, where everyone was free, Twitter or X was freaking going insane, where Xbox was like, oh my god, people were selling their Xboxes and stuff like that they were gonna, you know, have all their games go to Sony and stuff. So but they had that podcast where explain like, no guys, stop freaking out, like we're still gonna like make consoles and stuff. So they also formed a team dedicated to video preservation as well, which is pretty awesome. Xbox has confirmed that the console will be the largest technical leap and on unique hardware. So I know you're a bit of an Xbox guy, right? I think you're one of the perfect people to get on this. What do you think this console is? What's the goal here?
I imagine it's going to be, I don't know. The streaming devices are coming at some point, but I don't think that we're here yet. So I'm pretty sure that they're right, that it is going to be a technical leap as far as the hardware is concerned. I just don't know how much it's going to scale against the PlayStation, because they both, that Sony and Microsoft definitely have each other's dev kits at this point, with, you know, the Sony having it for the baseball game, I can't remember the name of. And then obviously Sony has the Xbox, because all of Xbox's games are going to Sony. So they got a dev test, right? Obviously. So I think that they know already the hand that each other has. What is the marketing behind Sony's? What is the marketing speak that have they been talking about a strongest console or anything like that?
I think they've been talking. They haven't initially said anything about like the PS Pro yet, but like there is like, you know, rumors and talks about the Pro coming, and it looks like it will be a Pro similar to what the PS4 Pro was for the PS4. I don't know. I don't have the tech specs in front of me as far as like what the PS5 Pro with it. Again, it's not going to be a PS6, right? It's going to be a PS5 Pro, where to me, this Xbox that's coming out, it seems like it's almost like a next gen console. Like they're almost like skipping like the Pro version of like the Xbox.
Whenever I heard this news, the first thing I thought of was when Phil Spencer was on a podcast, I think, and he said that they weren't going to do an iterative console, like they weren't going to do an Xbox X Pro, and a lot of people freaked out about that because the speculated PlayStation 5 Pro. So it's like, oh, I guess it was just another thing on the pile of, oh, Xbox must be getting out of the hardware industry or the hardware game. But I was always of the opinion that, like, why with the naming convention that they have, it's like the Series S, the Series X, I assumed the next one would be like the Series Y. And it wouldn't, so it technically wouldn't be as X Pro, because that would drive me nuts. if they had Series S, Series X, and Series X Pro or something like that, Series X Plus. And they'll be like, you had the naming convention right there. Why did you? So I wonder if they're going to, they really are just going full throttle into just a more powerful console this early.
Will they call it the Triple X? That'd be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool. I was one of the people that really liked Xbox One X because it was XBOX abbreviated.
Right.
Because
right.
People used XBO for Xbox One. So XB, I don't know. Anyway, I thought it was cute.
I'm kind of like, I think, again, it's a marketing thing to say, like, hey, like, this is a new console, like a brand new different console. It's not a mid-series refresh. Because to me, it's almost like you take iPhones, right? They come out with the S version of the iPhone when they were doing that, right? So it's like, to me, I'm like, a pro version of a console is like basically the S version of a phone, in the sense of like, you don't need to upgrade. But I feel like with this, they're almost like pushing people to be like, you should upgrade because it's the new, like, it is our. And price wise, how much are we thinking this thing is going to cost when it comes out? Like the Xbox Series X, $500 when it first came out, I think, right? Yeah. Do you think this thing could be like $600? Like, how big of a generational leap are we talking? Is this thing going to be like a gaming PC type of rig? Like, what are we looking at here?
With them being so far behind Sony, I wouldn't be surprised if they went cheaper, like a $550, because I think Sony's next console is probably going to be $550 to $600. But Sony can get away with that because of how much market share they have. Yeah. I think that it would be really hard for Xbox to sell, especially overseas, like maybe not in America, but like in Japan, especially, or in the UK, like having a really high price tag is probably DOA with the lack of install base that they have. But I mean, I don't know how much of an, I, since we don't have any specs or anything, we can't really compare it to anything.
Right. But
I'm wondering how comparable this is going to be to the PlayStation 5 Pro, especially with all of their talk about moving into the next generation. Because if they're saying it like that and the PlayStation 5 Pro is kind of close to in power, then the optics of that are going to be really bad, especially when the PlayStation 6 is speculated to come out. But then again, if they're trying to make release hardware faster with smaller iterations, like between the S and the X, and presumably between the X and the Y, I'm just going to call it the Y for brevity's sake. Maybe their plan is to just kind of like incrementally just creep up there, rather than, which I mean, you could argue that the PlayStation 5 Pros, I'm winding myself up in semantics now, like it's like it could be considered a pro or it could be a next generation, but that kind of just confuses everybody if we're still making PlayStation 4 games, you know?
Right, exactly. I think it's important to realize too, as far as who they're partnering up with. So you look at all the handhelds that have come out, like the Asus ROG Ally that has Windows on it. We have the, what's the other one that came out? The MSI Claw, right? That has Windows on it. The what's the big one that you can like take it apart like a Switch? Oh my god, I can't think of the name of it right now.
I can't either.
Lenovo. I have to look it up. But yeah, it's. Can you see them partnering up with like Asus or you know ROG and like having like them help them out with the new console and be like, this is going to be like almost like PC, like gaming PC level type of performance that we're going to charge like $1,000 for. Can you see them go that route where it's going to be like almost
like insane luxury item?
Yeah, like yeah.
I don't know, because whatever it is, I'm probably going to buy it. So that would be the scariest route. Like, oh god, no, I'm gonna have to spend $1,000 on this. But I mean, it could be something, especially with how PlayStation had the advantage with their SSD like integration and everything, and Microsoft not having that, just giving them that slight edge that they were able to use in marketing and stuff like that, and it having like actual tangible effects on some games that Digital Foundry was all over. I'm wondering, that could be some route that they take so that they could have some kind of unique integration, especially with what you have here in quotes, the unique hardware that they emphasize.
Now, there's another route we could go real quick before we end talking about this piece, but Do you think it is that like streaming stick slash like thing, and that's what they're calling like the biggest technical leap, because you don't even need a console, you just like plug this thing and like you're like gonna have, you're just gonna hop onto our servers and it's gonna be like crazy fast, and like can you see them like bullshitting us and being like, we're not actually coming out with like a console, we're coming out with like something like that where it's like they're relying on the cloud gaming aspect. Can you see that them pulling that or no?
In this situation, probably not, with the wording that they had about having moving full speed ahead on next generation hardware. Because like I said at the beginning, I saw this news, but I didn't read anything. So when I saw this, I was like, oh, maybe it's like a cloud thing. But like, and seeing like the quotes here, it makes me believe more that it's likely going to be hardware this time. Because the backlash to talking like this and then having it, that it would be the equivalent of like a rug pull. Like people would be pretty angry, and probably rightly so, because Xbox, and especially like Phil Spencer, this is coming from Sarah Bond, but like Phil Spencer kind of has like this aura of kind of like talking out of both sides of his mouth, because he specifically words things in a way that he's implying something, but he really is like being safe and saying, like being very precise with the way that he words things. I assume that Sarah Bond goes through the same media training, so having that next generation hardware line in there, that has likely been ran through with fine tooth comb with their lawyers and stuff to make sure that she's not saying something that's going to make them implode on themselves, especially after the beginning of this year.
Yeah, I think they're kind of like, with this new console, they're almost going to like be hitting the reset button on themselves, right? Because to me, it seems like the Xbox X Series S didn't bleed the exceed expectations like they wanted it to. So they're like, we're going to do completely different marketing for this thing. This is like the new thing that everyone's going to want to get because it's new. And now we have like the catalog to back us up, because we have all these developers now through all these acquisitions and stuff like that. So like, we really want Xbox to be a place where you're playing your games, right? And especially, you know, partnerships with Asus and Atlas, with the Persona game, stuff like that. So maybe that's what it is. Realistically, maybe this is like a way for them to hit the reset button and like kind of showcase a new brand image of what Xbox actually is. So
yeah, especially with the acquisitions, because I'm sure the entire Xbox brand has a microscope on them now, from the overall looming suits at Microsoft.
Right. Exactly. We're going to take a quick pause here. By the way, guys, if you're enjoying this episode, please rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and drop a review. Remember to follow us on all social media platforms. Be part of the Gaming Dude community by joining our Discord server, where friendships are built through gaming. And we talk with Nave here sometimes on Discord, and he has some really insightful stuff. I remember I summoned you to our Discord. Like, I don't think you ever really like post that much, but I asked you a question about Yakuza, and I was like,
yeah, I was there right away.
Right. I was like, Nave, Nave, can you tell me, like, if you could describe Yakuza in like two sentences? And you gave me like the most elaborate, like, and like that. And I'm just like, yep, yep. So you summon Nave, he will come.
Especially if it's about Yakuza.
Especially if it's for Yakuza. I gotta play that game. If I had to start from square one, I've never played a Yakuza game in my entire life, which one would I start out with?
Zero is normally what I'd say, because that's the prequel, and then you can just go in a straight line. Because that's kind of I started at four, which is a terrible place to start. And then I was like, this is amazing. And then I went back to zero and just started playing through. But starting at zero is kind of like watching Rogue One as your first Star Wars movie. And then watching the prequels, and then watching, like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, especially because Zero is, like, so much newer than One. And then,
right.
So, it's in a weird spot. But if you want to follow with Ichiban's story, because the whole series is kind of, like, soft reset with 7 and 8, and then Gaiden in the middle of those two, you don't need to play that one. But 7 is Ichiban's story, and it's best if you play all of them, but that's asking a lot. And so you could just jump into the JRPG games, and it's totally fine.
Okay. All right. We'll take note. Last thing on the news here. Roku wants to patent ads to be displayed on your TV when you pause a game. A patent application by streaming service Roku suggested it wants to be able to display ads on branded smart TVs when HDMI devices, such as a console, is paused. When the TV is being used to play an HDMI device, such as a game console, the Roku software is no longer running, so it's essentially no longer make advertising revenue through its brand TV. So if you guys have a Roku TV, if you're like just on like the home screen where like all your apps live, eventually you'll have a screensaver which shows you like ads. It'll like run through and it's a screensaver. But obviously if you plug in a console, it bypasses that. You can't actually do that. So now they're being like, well, let's create a technology where like if they pause their game and it's like, you know, they're leaving their room for a while, we could start showing ads. So that's essentially what this is. According to the patent description, the TV would study the signal coming in from the HDMI cable and would attempt to determine when the picture and audio have been the same period from when the game is paused. It would then intercept the HDMI picture, replace it with an ad, presumably until the HDMI picture changes again when the player unpauses the game. This is a very bad idea, right, Nave?
Yeah. Luckily, it's just a patent. Like, and companies patent things all the time.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily mean that they're actually pursuing this. So I don't want everyone to pitchfork Roku, but this is scary. because like it's like, okay, who has a Roku TV really? But then again, if they start doing something like this, the Sony and the Vizios are going to be like, wait, we could be making money on like them just walking away from the TV. See, that's another thing, though, is how much do they get ad revenue when they're showing an ad to somebody who's for sure not at the TV? Because the TV has to be idle for a period of time, right?
Yeah, it has to be like a screensaver that pops up. It's basically like, I don't know if you can disable it or not, actually. So I don't have a Roku TV, but I have Roku on my TV, if that makes any sense. Like the smart hub on it is, okay. Like there's a Roku integrate, like the software is Roku on the TV. So
yeah,
like my Vizio has a Roku in it, and my Hisense also has a Roku. So would that work?
This thing's just infiltrated.
Right. So like, would it still, because it's not the Roku brand TV, would it still like work? I don't know. I don't know how to do that, but
I don't know. It just says display ads on its branded smart TVs. Okay. So I wonder if it's only for Roku TVs or if that even exists. Did I just make that up? Cause I don't know. I don't know anything about electronics really.
Right. But to me,
I love like, the talking. I love the wording here where it's intercepts the right, geez, like it is literally Star Wars, like TIE fighters.
Yeah. Like I said, it's just part of life now where we're just like, as we try to escape it when we were like on cable, and it's just like, ha, you thought, right? So, even our smart TVs have freaking ads now, which is wild. I could see it like if you're away for the game for a long time. Right. Like you pause the game and you know how the game, you know, the backlight goes out of your TV and you're just like chilling.
Yeah.
Right. I could see the TV being like, okay, this person's on their TV for a really long time. Let's go ahead and do this like ad thing and screen to everything. I could kind of see that because that's not really like bothering anyone. That's like whatever. Right. But like I'll be honest, when I first read this, I'm like, am I going to pause my game? I'm going to see a stupid ad for like the new Netflix
right away.
Special. Right. Right. Like I'm trying to like look at the map to like find something. Oh my God.
Oh, that sounds absolutely terrible. Yeah.
wait.
The pausing thing would be insidious. That would be really bad.
Imagine if you're playing like a Souls game, right? You're playing Elden Ring and like there's no pause screen really. Yeah. You can't really like, so like you're pausing, like going through your freaking items real quick to like switch something over and like you see like an ad pop up while you're like trying to find a ball. Oh my God, it'd be hilarious. So.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
Yeah, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today for the news. Nave, where can we find you? And Phil,
Phil runs our Facebook. I honestly don't know how to get to that. But on our Twitter, which is where I post regularly, I'm actually chronically online. You find us at Game Together Pod. You'll usually find me either ranting about what game I'm playing or ranting at somebody. Because I am a weirdo. So we also post on all of the podcast catchers, including YouTube. We don't have video on YouTube yet. We are still trying to work all of that out. But we are just Gaming Together Pod, a cooperative podcast on all of those.
Awesome. Well, again, Nave, thank you so much for showing. Guys, go ahead and please leave a review for Gaming Together if you do listen to one of their episodes. Really helps them out as well. Do the same for us. Thank you to all our listeners. Please like, subscribe. Get notified on all our content coming your way. We will see you tomorrow with some more gaming news. Nave, again, have a good one. Thank you.
Don't stare at eclipses.